we have not completed clause one. Don't look so worried now. Asking you to come back after lunch is a no-no, because we're going into the National Assembly to hear if we are moving the country forward. I have absolutely no difficulty in the pace that we are going. That's not a problem at all, because we have to be thorough in what we are doing. However, it is 10 past 12 now. And in order for us to get to close, eight. And I skipped the long title. I didn't even start there. I skipped it. I thought we can end off with that one. I want to ask honourable members, don't you think this thing is not going to work from 9:30 to 12:30? Not going to work to go through with this bill. Now that we're at this stage, will it not be better that we ask the authorities, those that have the power, to tell us how much time we need to get them, when we can meet, to put to them that we require, in any event, what other committees have done when they dealt with the ball. We've got to sit the whole day and go through this thing. If the whole day is not enough, you sit the second day and go through it. I don't want to suggest that we do it Monday, that we do it what. If we ask them to agree if we can do that, because sometimes it would mean that we can't go to the National Assembly when they are busy asking questions to the economics ministers. We're not in that category. We might want to use time like that. Short of that, we carry on now and think that we're going to finish. It's a no-no. It's not going to happen between now and 1 o'clock. We're not going to get to that last clause that we agree, because I think some of the discussion is very valuable, that we give ourselves sufficient time to do that. That's what I wanted to put onto the table, honourable members. I know you wanted to go to the next clause, but to be realistic, I'm putting that on the table first. Honourable Kilian, Mbappe.
Chairperson, I was wondering if there would be any objection if we already, because I would like to support you, that we need extra time. Members are supposed to go to plenary, for instance, tomorrow afternoon. I don't know if there are members who are involved in justice. For instance, if we could immediately utilize tomorrow afternoon session, we are making progress. And then if we look at the next week, Chairperson, Cluster 4 Economics is on Wednesday, but on Tuesday we don't know which report will be presented, but at least we can look, you know, we can ask to be meeting close to the assembly, so if the bell rings and we must vote, we can go back in. So my suggestion would be, because I think the problem is some members serve in other portfolio committees where they're also dealing with legislation, so it may be difficult to meet in the morning on Tuesday, and on a Thursday there's usually a caucus of the different parties. But if we can utilize the sessions in the afternoon, we can make very good progress. So I would like to support.
Any other member? Kakana?
Yes, Chair. I also agree we should have extra time, but we should also try and make good progress while we can. I think if you over-scrutinize, over-complicate, you should be not. whether we like it or not, when we finish with it, the day somebody wants to take it to court, we still take it to court. So that is something you can't prevent, but we do the best that we can. I think we now understand, according to the bill, misrepresentation, fraudulent, we've done the best,
authentic.
And I think we must start making progress now.
Any other member? I don't see any different view, except honourable members. The thoroughness has got to do with what we have on the table. You know, it's going to be the determinant factor. I'm very sure that honourable members are not woeful in dragging out things because they feel like dragging it out. I think that we will deal with the matter in the way that it is best. If that is the case, honourable members, is your hand up or are you twitching your finger?
We not Tuesday morning.
Not Tuesday morning.
Okay, we are going.
Okay. May I say, honourable members, now that there's an agreement, we first of all we have to obviously talk to Chief Whip. We need to talk to the House Chair, and those that deal with the program of Parliament, and then to come up with what best we can do. We're here Tuesday morning, probably also busy with the bill. You're busy with the bill? No? They're also busy with the bill. So yes, I know this. I know Honourable Mavunda had to leave for his bill also, that's why I don't see him there. So it's quite hectic in many committees that now many members are involved with legislation in the other committees that they serve. So we will take that into consideration. And of course the committee secretary will be in contact with you on what it is that we are applying for, having spoken to everyone and look at the program, and then do it like that. I want to thank you very much for that, honourable members. I want to ask you, do you still want to carry on now?
can we negotiate with you that we just complete National Learners Records Database? Because they I think there's been a simplification suggested, and it is supported by the department chair. And it is, as it is currently checked, must I proceed or not? I'm in a hurry, chair. If you feel like you want to go.
Oh, you want to finish off clause one here next to me?
Yes.
The two members here said, let's just finish with one. But I can I can tell you by G, you're just going to talk under verification.
We can then talk
But honourable members, I think on the National Learner Record Database, I mean it means Electronic Management Information System that facilitates the management of the NQF. And then there's just a suggestion to take out. It doesn't alter the yeah. I rather want to suggest, honourable members, that Mr. Huda, you see what we have, we've got something on section one already, where there are some things that we say, look, let's redraft this thing and so on. This thing of definitions is not an automatic thing, because how you define something can either stay with the meaning of what you intend to, or it can invite everyone else on the way that you have defined. And so there we are asking already, we need a fine eye. We need to be, because the definition, if it's not correct, will influence the other clauses already in how we define it. So if the definition is not correct, then we might punish people rightly or wrongly and so on. So I want to ask Mr. Bosso, I want to ask, as much as we're going clause by clause, I want to ask if we can cross-reference the definitions with the other clauses. And then meaningfully, when you talk to us or want to send us anything, when we get together and so on, then you have been able to juxtapose the definitions against the other intentions that we have. So you say one is not right, the other one is going to have a an effect on the other one. So I appreciate we're going clause by clause, but I can pick up already. We might have to go back to definitions again when we get to clause 332B and all of that thing. Would that be in order? So, honourable members, honourable diligent members, honourable hardworking members, may I get you to leave this room, and we will communicate with you on what day we're coming back. Just ask if you can help us, what you have put together, Anele and Mr. Bande. You will help us of where we've at, what we have said and so on, so that we have those records for the committee. That will help us for us to do our further preparations. Yeah. I want you to look at the documents that Sakwa and Dr. Bloom gave yesterday. So when we get to these clauses, look at that also in what they have said. It was a very useful, quick meeting that we had yesterday. Honourable members, thank you, Mr. Bosso, Dr. Lloyd. What are you? Advocate student?
No, I'm an attorney.
Attorney?
Yes, I'm a Mr. Just a lawyer.
And you are ma'am?
Just
Miss, okay.
not misrepresenting any professional.
Not misrepresenting any honor. I wouldn't want to ask you. I wouldn't want to take you to Sakwa, so I'm going to say it's quite fine. Thank you very much, everyone.
Afternoon.